Good morning, everybody. Ain't no sense of walking blind. If you can see in Jesus, you know, let's use our time wisely. You can't do anything without sight. Wisdom is sight. So, let's make this this time of the essence qualified for our presence and just being a tool for God, you know. Alright, everybody stay prayed up. Much love. Hey. Welcome to Ambassador for Christ, everybody. This your host, Wilbert Davis. And I hope y'all having a fantastic day. You know what I mean? Because I work at that every day. And witness. And, you know, praise God. All day. That's just how I ride. I praise God and invite Him in and through my whole life. You know, and I work at it all the time, you know. Yes, sir. Okay, anyway, this episode will be called Light It Up, you know what I mean? Light It Up, you know. You want to be the best at whatever you want, whatever you're achieving, you need to be the best at it. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not saying go out and just, you know, purposely do something wrong or do like that. I mean, be the best at something great, something good. Be your best at it. You know, you got to light it up. You know what I mean? Just like God said, you know, when He created the world, what did He say? Let there be light. Man, you don't see the power? You understand the power in that? Let there be light. Ah, man. Woo. We got the same influence. We got the same potential. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Yeah, you better believe it. Cause I do, you know what I mean? I learned how through God's grace to control my mind. You know what I mean? Through the word of God. Yes, sir. Rebuke the devil and he will flee. You gotta stay focused. You gotta keep that light on. You gotta be ready to light it up. You know what I mean? Education is good, but it ain't enough. You have to be qualified to use wisdom in the world today. And to defeat Satan, the evil one. I rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you know, it's a spiritual warfare out here. You got to stay lit. You got to stay ready. This is a battle. Let's do it. For the weapons of my warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God. Mighty. Yes, Lord. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. I guarantee you use that scripture and let it float through the conscience of your mentality. defeat any thought that run through it. That's immature, incomplete, and not of God. Period. Period. That's the end of discussion on that one, you know what I mean? You gotta be able to dodge the fiery darts of the devil. When it comes to your conscience, your mentality, your thought pattern, you got to make up your mind. You got to be like, you can't be like what James said. James said, you can't be a double-minded man. You know what I mean? Pick a side. Make a choice. Who team you on? Man, you need to know these things. You gotta be prepared. This ain't no game out here. Man, it's real in the field out here. This ain't no game. Man, you know. I'ma fall with every message that I get and learn. So y'all can have it. You know. And be spiritually fed. You know what I mean? I love Jesus Christ. I'm an ambassador. This is what he, you know, made me for. What I'm preparing for. I'm preparing for war. Period. You know what I mean? It ain't no question about it. Because I know what to do. I know the word of God. You know what I mean? I know what scriptures to use. I know how to fight this fight. I live through the unseen. I'm fighting through what's visible. I'm a warrior for God. Light it up. Let's go, baby. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. Everybody keep your head up and stay prayed up and stay motivated and keep pushing through. Eventually you will arrive. To where you need to be. You know what I mean? With green pasture. And rivers flowing with milk and honey. Huh? In Jesus' name. Y'all stay up, man. Peace.